Okay, today's daf is Erevin, Yerushalmi, daf Nun Vav, and we are on the top of Nun Vav Amud Aleph in the 8th parak here in Ketzad Mishtatvin Bimavui. So we are talking about, if you remember, yesterday's Mishnah discussed the case where there are Anshei Chatzer V'Anshei Merpesas. There are people in the yard that are have a downstairs, we'd call it, and they go out to the Chatzer, and then there are people in the Merpeset that live on the second floor. And people live on the second floor, they go out to a porch, and from that porch, they would go down to the chatzer. And we mentioned that, the issue being discussed is what happens if there are, structures in the chatzer that are 10 tefachim high, and they have items on the chatzer. So whose rishus do we ascribe that to? So we mentioned that if it is within proximity of the merpeset and it's 10 tefachim high, so then it will go to the anshei merpeset. And if it's lower than that or it's farther away, then it will go to the anshei chatzer. We also spoke yesterday a little bit about zrika and shilshul, right, going up and going down, throwing up or reaching down, which is more, which is looked at easier in the eyes of Chazal. What if one, if there's other areas of joint usage, and one has an easier way of getting there than the other. So that's what we discussed in yesterday's discussion. So now, getting back to the details of the Mishnah, where it said 10 tefachim high for the structures in the chatzis. Rabbi Yirmiyah, the top of Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yirmiyah, b'shem Shmuel, bar Rav Yitzchak, mishlosha va'ad arba, he mas nisa. The way Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains it. This is when the Mishnah is talking about a case where the pillar or the structure in the chatzer is within 3 or 4 tefachim away from the merpeset, horizontal. 3 or 4 tefachim away from the merpeset. Why? Because pachas bishlosha, if it's less than 3 away, then afilu, we're going to switch the gersa, pachos me eser mutter. Right? If it's less than 3, then they have the issue of lavud. And lavud to the anshei merpeset, and therefore it's for sure belongs to them. Even if it's less than 10 tefachim off the ground. Arba'a, and if it's 4 away, then afilu yoser miyaser aser. Right, we flip that girsa. And that even if it's more than 10 tefachim, it will be aser because it's not close by to them. Elakianan kaiminan, kaimin, mishlosha v'ad arba. So we're talking about a case where it's 3 to 4 tefachim away from the merpaset and horizontally. And that's why it's not lavud, but it's not too far away, right? So we clarified when the Mishnah said, Eina rechoka arba tefachim, it means between 3 and 4. That's the, how the Mishnah is understood. Continuing, b'she'ein sham tikra, and it's also when there is no, roof above the structure, above the mound, above the pillar. Avalam ye sham tikra, but if there is a roof above, then afilu gavoa kama shel tachtonim. If there is a roof above, then it for sure belongs to the lower, to the downstairs people. Why is that? Because, says the Karmana Eda, the Havali Kibayis Bachatzer, then it's like a house. It's like if it has a roof, it's like a house, and you see the principle of as if the walls of the roof shoot down, good asik, good achis, and therefore it would belong to the lower. Amar Rebbe, one more detail here, B'shein Sham Nekev, and this whole idea of the pillar and the people of the Merpesa using what's on top, that's only if there's no holes in the side of the pillar, of the pile of dirt, whatever it is, that you could stick things in like for shelving. Like there's no hole inside that you could stick. Remember the days of old, walls were very thick. They used to use the walls to put things in. Remember the beginning of Psachim, doing Pikas Chametz on the what's in between. So B'shein Sham Nekev, so only if it doesn't have a hole do these rules apply. Aval, im yesham nekev, but if there is a nekev there, then mishtamish erecha nekev, then the downstairs people could use the erecha nekev, and therefore we would not dafka assign it to the upstairs people, and therefore it will be alongside to both. And if it assigns to both, so then that will be a joint chutz, a joint area that would be aser to use. Again, remember they would aser ze el ze. Good. So that is the finishing the details of the mirpasot and standing up and the like. Now we get into the next section. Says the Mishnah, Hanosin is a ruv oba beishar achsager mirpesas ino eruv. If I put the eruv, remember the eruv has to be put in a house in the chatzer. Remember in the mavui, the shitufi mavoi says not have to be put in the house. So maybe not. It has to be put in the chatzer because the chatzer, by shita mavos, you're not trying to make them into one big happy family exactly. You're just connecting them. We said that Eruv Chatzeros has a higher standard. So Eruv Chatzeros has to be put into a house. So what's called a house? A residential area where one might live. So if you put it in the Beis Shaar, into the gatehouse, there's a gatehouse in front of the Chatzer. If you put it into there, says the Mishnah, that's not called a place of residence. Ba'achsadra is like a porch, a portico, I think is the official name, where you have a roof, but you don't have walls. Maybe you have some pillars. Ba'achsadra, Umer Peset, Eino Erev. All of these, it is not an Erev because it's not called a Makom Dira. Vahadarsham Eino Oser Alav. And anybody who lives there, that's not called a Dira that would Aser on the other residents. If somebody lives in the Beis Shaar, if somebody lives in the Merpeth, this is their house. So then that doesn't Aser. Eino Oser Alav, says the Mishnah. But the Beis HaTeven, if you have a storage house, the Beis HaTeven for straw, the Beis HaBakar, a place where the animals live, the Beis HaEitzim, where you store your wood, the Beis HaTzaros, then Hareza Erev, that is a place that is called a residence. Vadarsham Oser Alav. And anybody who lives there would Aser because that is a place that is considered residence. You might be able to live there. You could switch out the Tevin or the animals and live there. And in that way, that's why it's called a Dira. And one has to, these rules aren't Dafke exactly the same as, let's say, Hilchas Mezuzah. Right? Hilchas Mezuzah, you also generally goes by Dira, but there are other rules by Hilchas Mezuzah that are not exactly the same as Hilchas Erev. Right? First of all, it goes by Dira. It's just asked this week. Right? Somebody bought a house and bought an apartment, but they're not moving in for a few weeks, and the previous owner said, oh, you got to put up a mezuzah. Right? It's a Chovas Hadar. If you're not living there, then you don't have to put up a mezuzah yet. That is the language of the Gemara in Bar Mitzvah, in the Bavli, and Kuf Aleph, and elsewhere, Chovas Hadar. There is a Rishon that we don't paskin like, the Eshkol. Avi Nezer, in Yoredeya, Shinpei Aleph, quotes the Sefer HaEshkol, the father-in-law of one of the Ravids, there are a few Ravids, who quotes, Abona b'yis chadash chayav lasos lobo mezuzah tekef. You have to put a mezuzah out there right away. But we don't pass it that way. We pass in mezuzah's chovas hador, only the one who lives there. That's why if you have a renter and you have a landlord, the renter is really the one that has the chiyuv to put it at night for the landlord to put it up. But the renter has the chiyuv to put it up. Good. But so where is there a chiyuv? So as we said, different places. If you look in the beginning of Hilchot Mezuzah, that's the first siman in Hilchot Mezuzah. Right after the first siman about halacha, Reish Pehei discusses the schar for the mitzvah, which itself is interesting. There's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch about the schar for the mitzvah of Mezuzah. Usually the Shulchan Aruch just tells me what to do. Shulchan Aruch spends a whole siman, also by Hilchot Sitz Tzedakah, if I remember. He has a whole siman about the godless of the mitzvah of Tzedakah. So here in Reish Pehei, says the Shulchan Aruch, Mitzvah Saseh Lichto, that's what he titles, Char Mitzvah Mezuzah. I guess he puts some halacha in here also. Mitzvah Saseh Lichto Shma Vahim Shemoa Ulakavam Mezuzah Pesach, Vatzorach Lizar Ba Ma'od, Vkala Zahir Ba Ya'arichu Yamav Vime Banav, Vimeno Zahir Ba Yiskatsru. Skatsu, you gotta be careful. I guess he puts it into a halacha context. Gotta be careful with making sure you put up a mezuzah. Arichas Yamim, and as a school, Mikol Makom, and Yem Yadom Asegas Lichnos Tfilin and Mezuzah, Yikne Tfilin Velo Mezuzah. But based on Yerushalmi, if you have a choice, Tfilin and Mezuzah, you don't have enough money for one of them, you buy Tfilin. You buy Tfilin. Why? The mitzvah she Chovas Haguf Adifa. A Chovas Haduf is more chashiv in this regard than a Chovas Abayas. And therefore, if you have a choice, Tfilin and Mezuzah, so then you put up the Mezuzah. And this special schar, this whole discussion in the early sources in the Rishonim already about, so to speak, the benefits for mezuzah. We're going to get to the Beis HaTeven in a minute, but just once we're here, the benefits for mezuzah. The Rambam talks about in Hilchas Mezuzah, Chayev Adam Lizar Mezuzah Mnei Shechobas HaKol Tamid. The Rambam seems to say that mezuzah puts somebody into a different state. There's a different status of the person. V'chol zman she'yikanes v'yetzei. You're in a God zone, or at least you should be. Whenever we go in and out of a doorway, Yifka b'yichud Hashem shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we remember Hashem, v'yiskar ahavaso, v'yeor mishenaso. We remember Hashem's love for us. We get woken up from our sleepwalking through life, v'shkiyosa b'havli azman, v'yadua, she'en davar ha'omid lo'olam lo'omei olamim, elidiyas sur olamim. And we remember there's nothing eternal except for our relationship with Hashem. That's what the mezuzah reminds us. Whenever we walk through, the only thing, umiyad, and right when we think about that, And that'll put me back on the straight and the narrow. So, and the Rambam, the Turba Givel Zirardeya, again in this siman, also talks about the schar. And he thought, obviously the Torah says we shouldn't do the mitzvah for the schar, even though there is schar, right? The Torah talks about how the Shmira, that was Uncleus's way of converting the Romans. If you remember the story in Avodah Zarah, the Bavli Daf Yud Aleph, where the Uncleus Hager, right, converted, and the Roman emperor said, what's going on? Such a famous person, and he's going to, you know, be Zion. So he sent some Romans to go and bring him back. And they go, and they convert. And then he says, don't talk to him. Just bring him back. So don't talk to him in Torah. So then he goes there and he says, no talking in Torah. But then he eventually gets them to convert. Remember, he says the thing about the soldiers, and if you have a lower officer who services the lower officer, and then the higher officer, and then the captain and the general. And usually you would never have the higher officer and the captain and the general servicing the lower. And yet Hashem lit a fire for us in the Midbar, right? So they all converted. Then the Romans tries a third time and says, don't talk to him. Just bring him home. Just bring him back to Rome. So they said, fine. So on the way out of bringing him, so he points to the mezuzah, which is the source for putting our hand on the mezuzah, which is, again, our minhag is to kiss the mezuzah, kiss our hand, right? That's the drama in that siman that we just read, right? Kesha Adam yetzim and abayis yaniach yado al ha-mezuzah. Right, put his hand on the mezuzah. But the Uncleus puts it there, and they're like, what is that? So like, he said, okay, you asked for it. So he said, you know, usually you have the president or the king inside and the secret service on the outside, and here the king's on the outside watching us, and the secret service are on the inside. And they're like all inspired, and then they convert, and the Roman gives up, doesn't try again. That's the Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph, in the Bavli. But so he used that, the idea of Shmira, to convince them. But again, the chiyuvim, this is all background, the chiyuvim and mezuzah are not exactly the same for the chiyuvim for Eruv. So if you look in the next siman, Resh Pei Vav, Eilu Mekama Shechayavim and Mezuzah. Echad Sha'arei Batim. There it is, Sha'arei Batim. Right? It's against, right? We have our case of Beis Sha'ar, just the gate house that's not a Makom Dira. You don't need a Makom Dira for Mezuzah, right? All you need is a doorway. You have a doorway to a Sha'ar. It even says, Chosavtim HaMezuzahs Beisecha UVisharecha. Says the Pharisee in the Torah that you go by the Sha'arim. So he says, Echad Sha'ari Batim, Ech Sha'ari Chatzeros, Medinos Va'ayaros, Refes Bakar, Velulid Va'otzros Yayin, Veshemen, Veshishim, Veshashutvin, Kulam Chayavim. As long as they are Chayav, and then Beis HaTeved, Beis Eitzim, Beis HaBakar, Chayav, storage houses are Chayav. Storage houses are Chayav, in Mizuzah. Only if it's a Dira, She'enu Shal Kavod, like a bathroom, or a shower room, right? So that would not require a mezuzah, but otherwise it would. So again, there are similarities and differences between the rules of Erev and the rules of mezuzah. But an Erev needs a base dira to put the Erev in again. And this is, by the way, also we're comparing a little bit apples and oranges. Mezuzah is daraisa, and hilchos Erev here is drabanan. Chazal said, "What is a makam dira?" Again, that's the Tanakama. Continues the Mishnah. Behuda Omer Yesham Tfisas Tfisas Yad Shabalamayis Eino Oser Alav. Yehuda says, if the Balabayas has the ability, has something in that makom, let's say there's a landlord, and he has certain rights, certain items in all of the apartments, so that makes it all his, and therefore you wouldn't need an Erev. Let's say, the big discussion, let's say the landlord owns the ovens and the refrigerators of the apartments. So that might be called a Tfisas Yad. Tfisas Yad. This gets into issues of hotel. Right? If the hotel has certain, furniture, are they allowed to move you out? Because do you need an Erev Chatzeros in a hotel? It's a big discussion. Part of it has to do with Tfisas Yad. What rights does the owner have in the room? And we'll talk more about this in the, Gemara. Says the Gemara, Rebbe, the Girsa is changed. Rebbe Ba, B'Shem Rebbe Yehud, Ben Rebbe Yehuda, B'Shem Rebbe Ata. When do we say that a Beis Sha'ar is not Oser? That's only the Beis Sha'ar of a Yachid. You have a private one person living in the Chatzer, so the Beis Sha'ar is not so busy. And as the Karban Eda explains, and if he really wants, he can just close the door and lock it. Right? You don't need a guard there 24/7. He's the only one that lives in this yard. He's private, so he'll just lock it, right? Because he's the only one that lives there. So that's why it's not called the Dira. Aval beBeishar shel Rabim. But if the Beishar, if the gatehouse, this gate area opens up into many people live in this chaser, then he can never just close it up privately. He always needs the guard there. And therefore, Harizeh Erif, Vahadar Shamoser Olav, then that would be considered a Dira. Because it's not, you can't just close it up. It needs Shimur Harbe, says the Karban Eda. And therefore, it would be called a Dira, and it would Aser, and you'd be able to put your Erif there. Debei Reb Yanai Amri. Bei Reb Yanai said, now getting back to Tfisas Yad, how much Tfisas Yad? What does the landlord have to have in this room to make it considered, oh, it's his, and therefore you don't need a separate Erev contribution. Debei Reb Yanai Amri, afilu yaseid litzvos baminalo. Even if he just has a peg in there, any little thing, a little peg in there to hang his shoe on, that's good enough to for an Erev. Any tiny little kli. Rebbe Ba Bar Chinina Amar, afilu nishtos. Nishtos, even a lid of a pot. A lid of a pot. We'll have to see. That might be important for that detail. Afilu tavla, even a tray. Anything. Rav Amar, uvadav radita b'shabbos. Rav says it can't be muksa. Can't be muksa. Why? Because if it's a dvar muksa, then he's never going to come into your house that Shabbos. He doesn't need it. It's muksa. So if it's muksa, so he can't, he's not going to come in, and that's why that's not called tfisas yad. Some suggest the Karban Eda says maybe this is a machlokas here. The first day is said that maybe even nishtos, a lid of a pot. A lid of a pot is probably muksa. At least klisha b'atal iser. Unclear what type of lid. So maybe the first day is here a holding that even a dvar muksa, even a dvar muksa. So if you look at the Karban Eda, he has, again, that it's, he argues on the, he has this as a machlokas. I'm sorry, it's the Pnei Moshe who says that, and we seem to paskin like the first day, that only a dvar muksa bedafka. Because if it's not a dvar muksa, maybe you'll take it out from there on Shabbos and then you won't have any tfisas yad. A dvar muksa we know is staying in there. And your tfisas yad is not going to move. That's what he says on the last couple of skinny lines. The balabai is veinim osim. V'dafka shiniach shama balabai is davar she'asul ataltal b'shabbos. Could go on tevel v'ashashios v'chayotze behen. Avalam heim midavar hanitalin b'shabbos. But if it's something that moves, something that's not muksa, ho v'efshar she'yotziyam hayom. V'lo yishar shan tfisas yad, hari la'osim alava she'ar v'v'chein halacha. So machlokes in the Gemara about whether dafka something muksa or dafka something not muksa. The Pnei Moshe holds la halacha dafka something muksa because that's not going to be removed on Shabbos. Amar Rebbe Ba Ma'isa Be'echad Shailo Lul Shel Tarnegolim Lifnim Mibeso. The story that one time somebody had a chicken coop in Mibeso Shel Chavero. Somebody had a chicken coop, and the way he got to his own chicken coop was to go through his friend's house, goes through his friend's area. So Nichnas Shel B'Shuso. He used to be able to go in without asking. He didn't have to knock. Just went straight in. Maybe it wasn't Afkia's house. Maybe it was another private area. Or it was a house and maybe the front room. But he used to go in straight. So also Uvdi Komei Rav. So they came in front of Rav. And the question is, do they need to make an Eruv? Because they have a joint area here. Amar Kima Chazaka Glitin Lefnei Amayim Kibi Shehu Davar Anita B'Shabbos. So what's the issue? They ask Rav, well, chickens are muksa. If chickens are muksa, so then maybe for Shabbos, you know, this is not going to be relevant, so I'm not going to come into the house on Shabbos, and therefore, it's not called a Tfisas Yad. And Rav answered, no, he does have to come in. He does have to come in. Why? Because your chickens have to eat on Shabbos, you have to give them food on Shabbos, and because of that, that's why it is called a Tfisas Yad, and that is enough. We know that the halacha is one is allowed, not only allowed, obligated, right, to feed one's animals on Shabbos, but only one's animals, not any animals. As we know that the Gemara tells us that one is not allowed to feed animals that don't rely on me for food on Shabbos, right? Maybe it's an extension of Muksa, maybe it's Gezeira, I might come to trap them. But either way, that's the halacha. Only animals that rely on me for food am I allowed to and obligated to feed, but not others. That's what the Shmir Shabbos says in Perach of Zion. There's a whole Perach. Shmir Shabbos, as we know, many Sfarim and Hilcha Shabbos are organized in different ways. Right, the Shulchan Aruch is organized chronologically. Right, it starts with Erev Shabbos and goes straight chronological, and that's why he discusses the Isurei Drabanan of Shehiya and Achzara before Bishul Daraisa, right? Because that's what comes up first on Erev Shabbos. That's chronological. You have others, Rabbi Ribiyat goes by Malacha. The Shmir Shabbos goes by topic and most relevant and most lamaisa and most common, and that's why his first couple of prakim are Bishul, and it's topical. Shmir Shabbos is topical. He has a whole perek of Zion, on dealing with animals on Shabbos. You wouldn't think there's so much, how much to deal with animals on Shabbos. Dinei ba'alei chayim b'Shabbos v'yantif. Many halachas that he has here, many se'ifim, dealing with. 59 se'ifim about dealing with animals. So one of them is, as we just said, mutter litei b'Shabbos mizonos lefnei ha'behema v'ha'ofos shemizonoseim alav. One is allowed to put food in front of, not feed them, not move them, they're muksa, but putting food in front of them on Shabbos. V'lav dafka ha'bailim, elagam kaladim acher. If I ask you to do it, you know, then you could do it. Mutter bazeh. Ein mizonoseim ala adam, asur lachilam. But if they're stray, if they're out, if they're free, then no, because they have their own food. Afilu ein kavanaso ala kadei lahanos es briyosav shalakadosh baruch hu. Even if you have kavana l'shem shamayim, you're being mahane briyosav Hashem. Ulefizeh. Lo yafe osim eile, says the Shmir Shabbos. Lo yafe. Doesn't say the words usur, because maybe there's something to rely on. Lo yafe osim. It's be very medayik. The Shmir Shabbos writes in the Hakdama of his, the newest volume, right, though, that came out before he was Nifter, that he realized only afterwards that every time he came out with a new edition, the Shmir Shabbos, people were so medactic in every word that he used. Every single language. That's why over time he became more and more careful about exactly. He didn't realize they would be so medactic. So here he says, Lo yafa osim eile shemefazrim gargiri chita boshiyari pashtida litzipar b'sha b'shira, parshas b'shalach. Some people give food to the birds for parshas b'shalach. He says, not appropriate, because it's not, they don't rely on you. Ach mutter l'nar apata ma'am b'v'nerv shalach. If I have a tablecloth and I want to shake out the crumbs from the tablecloth, I'm allowed to do that outside. I'm not giving, that's not my kavana, and it's ladavka, it's, they're going to eat it. Right, even though they might eat it, but that's allowed. That's not your kavana. So that is the halacha about feeding. What happens if an animal is starving? Call balachayim sheinu motzei lo mazon v'hu ra'ev mutter li tilafan mazon kabbash shabbos akam biyotav karei kasev v'racham ava kol masav. The animal is starving, right? Racham ava kol masav, right? V'chayim mutter lasis mazon if they have kelev, and also dogs might be different than Gemara says. Either way, this is No, just some of the halachas relating to animals. We can learn a lot from animals, right? Once we're in, we are learning Maseches Eruvin. So if you look in Eruvin in the Bavli on Daf Kuf, Eruvin in the Bavli on Daf Kuf, all the way in the last parak, the Gemara, the Rabbi Yochanan there says, if you remember, if the Torah would not have been given to Am Yisrael, Hayinu lemeidim tznius mechatul, we would have learned tznius from a cat. A cat is, tsanua, meaning it goes to the bathroom in private. It covers its waist. The gezel minamala. I would have learned gezel, for he works very hard, the ants. Va'arayas miyona. Yona is monogamous. Derech eretz mitarnagol. We're talking about tarnagolim in our Gemara. Derech eretz mitarnagol shebefayiz v'yacharkach boel. Right, the tarnagol, I guess, gets its partner, you know, in the mood, befayiz, and then is boel. So a tarnagol teaches us, so as we would have learned things from the world, including from Tarnagolim, as our Gemara says. Just one more. The Meshachachm at the end of Mishpatim says on the Pasuk, I'm giving you the Luchos Ha'Even, Va'atorah Va'mitzvah, Asher Kasavti Lahorosam. So he says there, maybe that's even a remez. Asher Kasavti can't be referring to Torah Va'hamitzvah, because that's talking about Torah Shebal Peh. So what is Kasavti? So he says, maybe it's I Kasavti in the world. What do you mean in the world? And he quotes this Gemara. Asher kasafti b'sefer hateva asher yatzarti. Shezeh sefer shel Hashem yizbarach hayotzra. The world is Hashem wrote the world. This is his sefer. Look around and we learn tznius and this and that, but we learn that from the world. That's what Hashem wrote. And that's kasuv aluach libeinu. So that's a look at that Meshachachman, the last one in Mishpatim. We continue. Rabbi Yaakov b'shem Shmuel Talmudi Rabbi Yochanan Salkel Achbari. Rabbi Yaakov once went to Achbari v'samchan al hadad Rabbi Yanai, and he relied on this Rabbi Yanai that even if you have one peg, one yated for tfisas yad ba'ilim, that's enough. Chizkia lo amarkein el Reb Chizkia did not report the story like this. El Reb Chia, he had the following. Reb Chia, Reb Asi, Reb Ami, Salkel Achbari. They went to Achbari. V'shame v'deis Rabbi Yanai alach Rabbi Yehuda. They heard that the halacha was like Reb Yehuda. They didn't hear what exactly is allowed for the tfisas yad, but they just heard the halacha like Reb Yehuda, so they didn't hear the exact story as we had it. Period. Next Mishnah, Maniach has beat base of halacha was we are cheres. If somebody leaves his house for Shabbos, So, but he didn't take part in the Erev. Is his residence without a resident? Is that Aser? Is there a residence without resident? That's the machlokas here. Do we consider it a residence? That would Aser. So, Echanach Revechad Yisrael Reza Oser, Dira Meir. Meir holds, Dira Belo Bailim, Shma Dira. And therefore, you got to take care of things beforehand, before you leave. That's the Rebbe Meir's Shita. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Eino, or Rebbe Yehuda says, no, it doesn't Aser. Rebbe Yehuda holds, Dira Belo Bailim, Lo Shma Dira, right? If your residence is only if there is a resident. If you have an empty house there, so what? That somebody owns it, doesn't matter. That's not called residence. To Aser. Rabbi Yosa Omer, middle Shita. Nachri Oser, Yisrael Eina Oser. Fundamentally, Rabbi Yosa seems to say that Dira Lo Bailim, Lo Shma Dira. It's not a Dira, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem. The problem is, the guy might come back on Shabbos afternoon, right? He might drive home. So therefore, you don't know if this is going to stay Dira below Bailim. That's why a Nachri is going to Aser. Shein Derach Yisrael Lavo B'Shabbos. The Jew is not going to come back on Shabbos, but a Goy might, and therefore a Goy would Aser. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilu Yechaz Beisav, Alach Lishbos Ezo Bita Bosa Ir. Even if a Jew stayed in his own city and went to visit his daughter, Eino Oser Shekar Hisiyam Ilibo, we assume people aren't coming back. We'll have to see what Rabbi Shimon is adding, but he says even in the same city, maybe Rabbi Yosa was only if it went to a different city at least, but Rabbi Shimon says even if he's in the same city, it is okay. The Karban Eda here quotes from the Bavli that Chilik is not in the Yerushalmi, and that is when the Mishnah says Dafka, if you go visit the daughter, maybe it's only the daughter, not the son. Because if you go to the son, then maybe he might get into a sichsuk with his daughter-in-law and the mother-in-law, and then he might end up coming home. But we don't assume that's going to happen with the son-in-law. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara, Hadahi Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir that says here, Dira Belo Bailim still Asers, that is Lishitaso to the Rabbi Meir that we had earlier. The Rabbi Meir, Omer, Habayis Hanol Oser. Rabbi Meir says, even if you lock the door of the residence and you're not coming in, it's still going to Aser. Because Rabbi Meir holds Dira, residence itself is Oser, even without the resident. Right? And therefore, it's still going to Aser. Period. Says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yossi, that a Jew does not aser. A Jew does not aser. Rabbi Yossi says, right, Rabbi Yossi is not coming back. Only a goy asers. So, yachol lovo al yedei eruv. So, Yehuda doesn't aser. Does that mean that it is, well, see how the Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains this suffix. Yachol lovo de eruv. L'Rabbi Yossi de masnisan. The iu savar ba'osa ir oser. Right? Rabbi Yossi says he's going out of the city. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon says even in the same city, it's mutter. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you don't assume a Jew is coming back. Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, does that mean only in a case where it's usher for the Jew to come back? And we don't assume that the Jew is going to violate an Avera? Or maybe, what if it's still within the Tchum? And it's possible the Jew will come back. But we still don't assume that the Jew is going to come back. You know, in the, on Shabbos. Yachol lovo de Erev? What if he could come by de Erev? Does Rabbi Yossi still say that would be mutter? No answer. Avar uba. What if he violated? What if he came back on Shabbos? What's the question? Do we say that he always had in mind he was going to come back, even before Shabbos started, and therefore that ruins the Erev, because he didn't have right kavanas even at the beginning when he took part of the Erev? Or do we say, no, it must be he took part in the Erev well, properly. So when Shabbos started, it was a good Erev. Now he changed his mind. But if that's true, we know, kivan dehutra hutra. Once Shabbos started, it's good, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. So, no answers to those questions. Two questions, no answers. Mar ukva mishem rav, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that even if he is in the same town, still we say it doesn't aser, because we don't assume he is going to come, he's going to come back. And there's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Ayin Aleph, about halacha lamaisa, which we'll have to get to. But we have to start the next Mishnah first. Borsh b'shtei chatzeros. What happens if you have, imagine you have 2 yards between the yards, and you have a wall between the yards, but between the yards you also have a well. You have a body of water on the bottom. So on the bottom, and both chatzeros go take water from that joint well, so to speak. So how is it considered? How can I make it mutter that's not a joint area? So chazal, as we'll see here, we're mako because you need water for Shabbos. The whole thing here is drabanan. Remember, the Holy is Drabanan, so we're Mekel to get water. So what do you have to do? What do you have to do in order to be able to take water on Shabbos? So Barnes, and let's say there's a wall that goes over There's a wall that goes over. This doesn't go all the way down, as we'll see. So, Barsh Bezhech HaSeiros, Eimimala Mena B'Shabbos, you can fill from it on Shabbos. El Imkein Asalom Mechitza Gavu Asar HaTvachim. You have to at least make a Mechitza, that's 10 Tvachim. Bein Milamatan, Bein Mitoch Ogno. There are different ways to understand the Mishnah in the Bavli. We're just going to go with the way that the Mefarshim here on the page choose. Bein Milamatan, what does that mean? You need a wall at 10 Tvachim. Maybe if it's milamata, that means if you have a 9 tefach wall, 10 tefach wall, 9 tefachim of it is in the water, and one of them is above the water, that's okay. That's bein milamata. Bein mitoch agno. What's bein mitoch agno? If it's lower than the surface of the ground, even if it's above the water, that's considered a mechitza tuliya, that's okay here. And then you can take it, ke'ilu, it goes all the way down, and the water that you're taking from your side is only from your side. So the Tadakami here says whether it's 9 tefach tefachim in, or even if it's totally above the water, but under the rim of the ground. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Beishamai Omrim Milamata. Beishamai says, no, you have to have most of the wall in the water. Beisil Omrim Milamalan. Beisil says Milamalan. What is Milamalan here mean? As we will see, 1 tefach in the water is enough, right? Not as makel as the Tanakama, that it's even... all of it is above the water, but according to this view of Beis Hillel, you need a little bit in the water. Reb Yehuda, lo tehei mechitza gedola min hakol shebeneihem. Reb Yehuda says, you don't need anything extra. If you have the wall that shoots out between the chatzeros, you don't need anything extra. That's the wall. That wall suffices to separate for the water. Period. We'll have to see to understand all of the shitas in the Gemara, but again, some of the shitas, and again, as I said, the Bavli has different understandings of each of these words, milamatan, ogno, milamala, milamatan, but we said one of the pshatim, at least, like the Karban Eda says, on this page. Okay, we'll stop here. Wow.